Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with Hexagon.
This is Gene Tai, the marketing guy from Hexagon. And it's nice to have WTOP carry this for us and get back to the way things were a couple of years ago, Jason. Good to talk
Yes.
to you.
Good to always good to talk to you. It was an annual tradition to speak before, the whole pandemic. So
Yes,
let's
it
start
was.
there before we get into the details of the show or any of that. We'll get to that in a second, but just let's start big picture. Like, how long were you sidelined during this whole thing, and how excited are you to be back?
Spring of 2019 was the last show we had before the pandemic, and our president Joe Kaplan called everything off because people were coming up with COVID. But we haven't really been in active mode since then, and it's just been in the last 8 to 9 months that we've had a groundswell of people who have come from the fore to the present and said, "No, well, let's do the show. We think that Joe would have wanted that," and we've kind of dedicated the show to him. He was really a contributor. A la parlay, a la excellence. And I think that the show is going to be smaller. It's going to be more intimate, but it'll be back to the old tradition of getting original music and material together of a political ilk. So we'll see how it goes, but we're excited for a new try here in 2023. And the Sedition Edition show, brought to you by a somewhat less group of folks that are part of Washington's only original political satirical musical comedy review that you're familiar with, that's been going since 1955. And a lot of the old familiar faces you'll notice if you come to the show on April 21st.
April 21st through the 29th, I believe, is the official full run there. How many shows are you going to have in the in that span?
We're going to have 8 shows, a couple Saturdays with matinees. The matinees start at 3 p.m., but the other evening shows are at 8 p.m. And again, the performance area or the performance place is 7995 Georgia Avenue there in the Montgomery College Theater of the Arts, number 2. And we had a show a couple of years ago, way back before Joe left us, at the same performance area, but we had the theater that was below us. Now the more intimate theater that we're using, the more intimate performance view, is about 110 seats. So we're looking at a more intimate and more closed-in audience. They'll get to know us really well by the time the show is over. But we've got 8 shows. We're looking forward to having folks buy tickets with us. You can go to the website and do that if you want, or let any of us know what you need in the way of logistics and so forth. But we're looking forward to getting everybody back to the way they were used to before the show ended in 2019.
Yeah, it used to be, at least I remember when I did it was right there in Tenleytown, right? What was the high
It
school?
was, yeah. It was Wilson High School, and that was a huge theater, and we had a good time there. A couple times we got close to filling up the theaters on Saturdays and Sundays, but never really got to the point where we had a full crowd there. So we're hoping in this smaller venue that things are a little more exciting and intimate for us. It should be interesting, and you'll see a smaller cast. Hexagon itself is an organization, of course, 501c3, but we only have around 100 or so members. We're trying to rebuild that membership again after the closing in 2019. So we're hoping to get all the pre-pandemic baby boomers and all of our fans back to see us again. Should be an exciting and wonderful show for you, and we've got some really great material to Neil McElroy, the materials coordinator, and his assistant Joe Kaplan's wife Ellen. They're really getting to together and putting some stuff that we really hope to be an enjoyment for the audience. So we're looking forward to it, and we hope you
Awesome.
are too.
And just and one little other bit of housekeeping. Wasn't there after the high school, what did you didn't you also take it to, was it down at Synetic Theater, or am I imagining that?
It was down at Synetic Theater, you're right, in Arlington, right in the same area as Amazon's HQ2 effort. And that theater is still there, but it's being pretty heavily booked by folks that are nearby. And of course, needless to say, Synetic is very conscious who their customer is because, his buildings are going up right around them. So we almost had that and didn't do it this year, but we'll be doing it maybe in years to come. But that was an exciting and good wonderful, wonderful small venue for us. But the Silver Spring 2 Theater is great, and I think folks will find that a familiar place if they haven't been there a recent time. It's going to be great for us. We will have, of course, music, and like I said, some of the old familiar faces. You'll see Christine Brennan and Lou Katz there. Lou was with us several times the last 20 years or so, and Christine right now, as you know, is covering the Masters for USA Today, so she's taking some pictures down there. Jim Loki from Channel 5 and Tony Perkins from Channel 4. You have some of these names that you know. And, of course, Jason, Sean, and Hillary are coming in closing night, which is Saturday, April 29th. So can't wait for that.
So we're looking forward to explain really quick
for
maybe some newcomers listening to this, what those local media personalities do, how it's sort of like SNL Weekend Update, you know?
Well, it's about a two-hour show, sometimes a little more. But four times during the show, about each 45 minutes or so, these two media folks who are wonderful volunteers to help us get up on stage and deliver a kind of weekend update kind of entertainment slot for us, similar to what you see in Saturday Night Live. In fact, the weekend update on Saturday Night Live is somewhat similar to that. And they get up there for about 5 minutes and tell some funny jokes and try to get some laughs in front of a live audience, which, you know, they don't usually broadcast in front of a live audience. So this will be something that they'll enjoy.
Oh yeah. And that part is always so fun. I think I did it with my colleague Rob Woodfork a couple years ago. So hopefully get back, maybe do that again one day. But all right. Well, without further ado, in between the news bite segments, tell us about what, you know, the actual main show you're calling. What was the theme? You said Sedition. What was it called?
Sedition Edition, which is going to bring some of the hot issues of the day, some of the familiar figures politically and civilly that you've seen. We're trying to get, you know, our old congresswoman friend Eleanor Holmes Norton to come and visit us, and she always gets the crowd excited. But we're hoping to get back some of the brand Hexagon political spoofs, and it's across the board, both sides, all over, and we're hoping to get some belly laughs for people. That's really the important thing. So political, across the board, musical, original as you can get, and just plain fun. That's what we're looking for the folks to come visit us.
Yeah, you said it's both sides of the aisle, Republicans or Democrats can come out and enjoy this show. And it's a really, you know, heated time politically, you know, the election coming up and so much. I mean, what are some of the top, and that's an understatement, right? We just had the first criminal charges against a former president. We're like in uncharted territories here. But talk about an insurrection, all kinds of stuff. But talk about what all topics you might deal with in the show.
Well, needless to say, the 800-ton gorilla is the war in Ukraine. So we've got a lot of things going on with the election year coming up with President Biden, with, of course, his nemesis. And we've got a lot of folks that are wondering about the economy. You know, all of us are looking behind our backs. Are we going to be there this time next year? And, of course, the way civil unrest has made it an issue for all the younger people around and the folks that are going to be wondering about their own futures going into the next 3 or 4 years. It's kind of a touchy subject, but, you know, this country right now is spending a lot of money on defense stuff. So we're kind of looking at both sides to see who can be the best way to step forward and hoping we can keep everyone's economy stable and then give everyone a chance to express their views on the election that's coming up. So we're talking about all that and we're trying to stay away from really, really contentious things. But we're mostly interested in looking at what's around you now. How do you feel? What do you think is the best way forward for you and your family and how your best her future is best formed by the way things are around you right now. So hopefully we'll have some fun with that. And we're looking forward to taking all the issues that you have been thinking about, you know, the economy, the war, all the things that have happened with violence and so forth, and have some fun with it for once and give people a chance to escape a little bit and have some belly laughs.
Do you have any actors playing either President Biden or former President Trump?
I believe we have someone playing Trump, and I cannot mention his name because I think he's still partly committed, but he's going to wear his long red tie and his orange hair. So we're looking forward to having that rendition back. And of course, my best ilks about me tell me that there'll probably be somebody pitching for Biden, but I won't tell you who that is anyway. So, but I invite the audience to come and find out for themselves, and I will too, and we'll enjoy. One way or the other, just want to have everyone have a good time.
Absolutely. Well, I'm trying to think. You mentioned a lot of stuff, the war and all kinds of stuff. What Trump-related topics might you go into? Do you do anything with January 6th? Do you do anything with the recent arrest, or is that too recent?
We're probably going to get somewhere into the outskirts of that. You know, that's still kind of sensitive right now, and there may be some spoofs at the man himself, but Let's face it, this is unprecedented for everybody. So we're probably going to treat it like that way on the show. Just give people a chance to look at that and say, is there something that we can to laugh out of and not hurt anybody's feelings? But it's kind of an unprecedented time for everybody. And we just hope to have everyone understand that and be able to come out and take a joke or two and not feel personal about it and have a good time. And, as you know, we're a nonprofit. We've been going for a long time. We've been doing this before. And normally we had, Jason, what we call a Congress night, and I'm trying to get something together with Eleanor and a couple other folks that she's familiar with to do that. But we'll see if that works. It's going to be close to the end time before we know that for sure. But we invite everybody to come to the website, hexagon.org, get a ticket and come see us out in Silver Spring.
Absolutely. Okay? And remind us really quick, we've talked about it in past past interviews, but just in case maybe we have some newcomers, remind them of the origin, the history of Hexagon, where the name Hexagon comes from.
Yeah, that Hexagon came from the Princeton Triangle Club about 1955, and a guy named Jim Ilsey came down here to D.C., and he started up a group, three men, three women. They put on a show and gave the proceeds from the show, donated it to the Red Cross, and that tradition has continued with us giving on behalf of Hexagon members worldwide, over $3.5-4 million, somewhere in that neighborhood, to charity. It's probably more like $3.5 million, but anyway, it's somewhere in there. And we're continuing to do that. We consider ourselves a charitable organization looking toward the rewards that come from giving that money away to people that are truly deserving. And we've given a lot of that away to charities that you're familiar with, the Red Cross, USO, places like that, which are really deserving charities. And we hope to continue doing that in the future. And we hope to see you next year, too.
Yeah. Is there any specific charities that you're benefiting this year in particular?
Well, Parkinson's disease is one of them that we're looking at. And possibly, Mike Murillo and his friend, I forget the name of the other guy, but I know that Dave Johnson was involved in that because both Mike and Dave have MS, but that's one of them. And other charities like Hexagon, we've been suffering too, so we might take some donations for Hexagon since we are a 501c3. So that's probably as far as I can go with that. I think that anyone that wants to make a donation to Hexagon is more than welcome to. So, that's part of it. And I think we'll look forward to that. And seeing their faces again, seeing everybody again.
Yeah. What are tickets cost?
It's about $30, I believe, and you can get them online and easy to get. If you have any problems, there are points of contact on the website, hexagon.org, where you can find somebody that can help you with that. Okay.
Awesome. Yep. And I have one final question for you before we run.
All right.
Remind us who all makes up the talent, the singers, the dancers, even the people, the writers, of the producers of this whole thing. I mean, I assume most people have day jobs, but they just love performing in theater.
Oh yeah. Well, we have consultants, we have military people. One of the folks that helps us out greatly, Joe Durso, is living here in Arlington, and he works at the Pentagon for the Army. So, I mean, we have folks all across the board, from Capitol Hill to, civil contractors, consultants, people that are doing work for everybody, property managers and, folks that know the side of Hexagon that they enjoy, and they try to get other folks that they know to help with that. But we got school teachers, musicians, you name it. If you haven't seen somebody like that at Hexagon, they're probably going to appear pretty soon. So it's from across the board around the world. And all the former Govies, folks from the Defense Department, the State Department, all these different government folks that are still with us. And we appreciate that.
Awesome.
Always have a good time.
We appreciate you joining us and welcome back. We're glad that after however many year hiatus, what was it, 3 years off, 2 years off, that you're back?
Yeah, 3 years off. Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. And we want you to come to the show too, Jason. I know you're a busy man. I hear you every day on the radio. So you're very busy, but we all welcome you too. Okay.
Awesome. Gene, thanks so much for joining us. Gene Tye, everybody.
Hey, thanks so much, Jason. You take care, and all the rest of the people out there, thanks, and welcome back to Hexagon. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.